listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura alongside Michael Regei filling in today for Vic Carucci, who is in Canton. Andre Reed will be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow. Vic, who covered him with the Bills for many years, worked closely with Reed. A very special induction for him this Saturday. And folks, it is a very special time of year right now, in my opinion, for these Cleveland Browns training camp, getting them ready for the 2014 season. And folks, you can watch all the latest training camp news, get behind-the-scenes coverage of your Cleveland Browns with the nightly comprehensive show, Training Camp Daily, presented by PNC Bank on SportsTime Ohio. Tonight at 10:30, Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and myself bring you all you need to know after day six. It's time to bark in the dog pound. Today, Mike Pettine spoke with the media after practice, and here's what he had to say.
Any updates on Gibson?
No, he's being evaluated. I just Joe grabbed me coming off the field that he's just took they took him in. He's being evaluated.
Mike, if word did not come down, it probably won't on Josh today. You expect him to rejoin you guys tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure of his exact itinerary there. Who all he's meeting with? When he's coming back, the travel plans, all that stuff. So at this, I'll probably get updated on it a little bit later on tonight.
Is there a part of you that, if he loses this, wish he started or actually didn't fight it this long to start that clock a lot sooner? This is really going to set him back in terms of the calendar.
Yeah, those were the circumstances. Yeah, we're not going to look back on it now with regret. I mean, it is what it is.
Mike, it seemed the offensive players were particularly demonstrative after touchdowns today. Saw a lot of spikes throwing the ball. What was up with that?
Well, I think they were a little frustrated over time with the defensive backs that had been very physical with them and had won a lot of the battles. And I think that just spilled over that anytime they got a chance to get in the end zone, that they wanted to make sure everybody knew it.
Talk about that challenge period at the end there.
Well, the defensive coaches decided to take the orange jersey thing a step further, and they wore orange shirts too, which then I thought we had doubled our size of ball boys out here at practice. But it was so I wanted to put it in their hands, and I would have lost a lot of money if you had said we would have put eight coaches out there catching knuckleball punts, and seven of them would catch it. So those guys stepped up. It was impressive. We'll be just in white and brown jerseys tomorrow, but then the offense will wear the offense won, and they'll wear the white or the orange jerseys on Monday.
Who was the offensive coach that clinched it at the end?
He's a coaching intern. His name is Mike LaFleur.
We couldn't see Shanahan. Did he do a celebration dance or something?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was a combination Michael Jackson. He spun around and spiked it. So.
In terms of having fun, is there any difference between the end there and Mansell flipping the ball over the goalpost even though he got flagged for it?
Well, yeah, our guys know, and the rule, and I needed to do a better job explaining it to them, is the goalpost is now considered a prop. I think the obvious thing everybody thought was you just can't spike it anymore after some of the incidents last year with the goalpost being bent and the game delayed. I mean, for obvious reasons, they decided to outlaw that. But even now, whether it's a finger roll, a fadeaway jumper, anything, it's still considered you're using it as a prop, and it'll be flagged. I'd rather learn the lesson in practice and use that as a coaching moment than in the middle of a game.
Testing the refs to see if they were looking?
No.
So, Mike, what are you specifically looking for in that scrimmage tomorrow?
Who can step up and make plays in a live situation? Everything, just about everything so far has been scripted. And this is now just a true unscripted period. And because early on in the week, we kind of wean our guys off a little bit. We'll show them the script. They'll know what reps they're in there. They'll know what plays they're responsible for. They get a chance to study a little bit. And it's really the first opportunity, other than a few move the ball periods, where we're essentially taking the training wheels off. So it'll be some guys that can handle the transition easily, and then some guys you'll see some step up and maybe some guys fade away. No, we won't do it that way. The first time we'll do the booth will be Detroit, so we'll still be on the sidelines. We won't have headsets on. We'll still communicate as we have been, just with a walkie-talkie.
In games, is Shanahan going to be upstairs or
no? No, I believe he's going to be on the field.
And Mike, have you been told when you're going to have a ruling on Josh?
No, I have not been.
And we've asked you about the receiver for a bunch, but when you say receiver by committee, is that a scary proposition?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, you see some. You have a lot of guys now competing, but you're hoping that you have some guys rise to the top. you know, Miles Austin, I think, is proving that he can very quickly get back to his old form. We're very pleased with the work that Hawkins has been doing in the slot, and then you have a bunch of those other jobs where you got guys that are some young guys, some veteran guys that are competing.
As a defensive coach, what's your feeling on the new emphasis on defensive holding and illegal contact, and do you think it'll have a big effect on games?
It depends on really how it's officiated. I mean, it's been a rule on the books. And it's something that we teach our guys. Hey, we want to take advantage of the rule and make contact early, but you can't grab. Cover with your feet. So I know we're it's being coached the right way, but you get some guys it gets a little bit gray at the top of the break. There's some collision. It's a question of is a defender protecting his own space, an offensive guy pushing off, and I think that's probably one of the hardest things for the officials to officiate. Go ahead.
Do you think it's a result of the Super Bowl? I mean, you had a defensive team with some aggressive.
Yeah, I mean that's been put out there. I don't really get involved with that. We go to the owners' meetings and we had the committee meeting and then come back here with the officials. I mean they come up with what they're going to emphasize. I'm not sure where exactly it came from. I mean that seems to be everybody's popular explanation for it.
When it comes to unscripted, I mean that is the definition of Manziel. It seems in history. Your level of interest, besides being the head coach of the Browns, and just seeing him in his first live, unscripted, you know, Browns uniform, how much are you looking forward to that over just being a head coach?
I am, but I'm looking for all our guys to compete, especially the quarterbacks. But he, it still won't be live on it, so it'll be some of the things that he was maybe able to escape from in college will be whistled dead. In tomorrow's scrimmage, we always want to protect our guys when we're going against each other. The first true live contact for the quarterbacks will be against Detroit.
When you went back and looked at your tape from last year, what did you think of Kruger's season? He seemed to play well against the run, which is what he was trying to prove, but did not have the numbers he put up in recent years with sacks.
Yeah, I mean, there was just times he played well. And then he had some plays, I'm sure, that he would rather take back. I don't know the scheme. I don't know exactly what the calls were. So I'm not sure exactly what his responsibility was. So it was hard for us to evaluate. But we were thrilled to show up here and have him on the roster. We think he's a guy that can be one of the elite edge linebackers in this league. Can set the edge in the run game. He's very, very, very aggressive, very violent with his hands in releasing off of blocks. And he has a knack to get to the quarterback.
Will Manziel get some first-team reps tomorrow during the scrimmage?
We're going to do the format. We're going to meet as a staff, and we'll figure out how we're going to mix it later.
You said during mini camp, I think that Justin Gilbert was kind of testing himself to see how good his makeup speed could be, or whatever. So how has he progressed since his starting camp?
I think he's progressed well, and he's gambled on some plays, but this is the time to do it. Do you really want to find that? It's easy with his speed to just stay on top every time and just give up throws underneath, but we don't want to do that. That he has to learn he can press and get his hands on a guy and really allow the guy to get maybe half a step ahead of him, but with his length and his makeup speed, that in our minds, he's still covered, even if he doesn't have top help. So that's something he's got to understand. A lot of times they get too high, they get on the top shoulder, now you're getting back shoulder throws, you're getting comebacks, you're getting in-breaking routes that are much harder to defend.
Mike, who are the... Can you give us an assessment also on Mingo and Sheard? They're outside linebackers that will play a lot this year, what you've seen so far.
I think both are having good camps. Mingo's jumped out to us. He's as evidenced by how he came back. He put some weight on. He's done a real good job in camp as far as just paying attention to detail and taking coaching. And you could see that he's made some big strides technique-wise since the spring. And I think Shear's been good as well. That he's you know what we thought, that he's strong with his hands. He's tougher for tackles in the run game, and similar to Kruger. I mean, that's why we see those guys as very similar.
Do you think in your system that you can get a little bit more production out of those guys this year?
Yeah, I don't want to compare it to last year. I mean, we just want guys to, you know, if the play's available for them to make, they make it. However, we don't get into numbers like, you know, we have to get so and so more sacks or. To me, we just want to play great defense, and wherever the wealth ends up, you know, that's how it is. When we're playing well, usually it's spread around.
It looks like there's been a lot of times where Mingo and Sheard and Kruger have been on the field together out here. How do you do that with Sheard
Yeah, we have some things where we have guys walking around that where it's kind of an off-the-ball linebacker, a blitzer. But when you have good players, you don't want to be limited by conventional scheme where we're going to be cookie cutter and we have three pass rushers, but you're only allowed to have two ends out there at a time. And we can get creative, and they can rush against guards and or rush two ends off of one side and get a mismatch on the back and force the protection to slide that way, and maybe that frees up a guy on the other side. So I think we'll only be limited by our own creativity with how we use those guys.
Is it your intent to get all three of them on the field?
At times. No, I wouldn't say as much as possible. I think it's a changeup. I just think if you can get to the fourth quarter of a game and have fresh pass rushers, that will be to your advantage. You see a lot of teams that play well for a while, and then it comes down to a game-winning drive, and they just can't. It looks like they're just running in mud. If you have guys that are fresh legs and you can roll them in, I know that they don't necessarily like it, but it's what's best for them.
All right.
Thank you.
That was Browns head coach Mike Pettine addressing the media after today's practice. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network will join Michael Regeye and myself right here in the Dog Bowl, breaking down the first real week of Mike Pettine's training camp.